Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. This is Emily. How may I assist you?
How you doing, Emily? Nice to talk to you. Hey, a quick question for you. Where are you located? Where's your office located?
Do you mean our corporate office?
What state? No, like where are you at? What state are you at?
Our customer service center is in Alabama.
In Alabama.
Yep.
All right, so if I hang up on you and I call back, I'm going to get transferred to Alabama?
That's
where you guys are answering the phone?
Anytime you call our customer service center, you'd get someone in Alabama because that's where our call center is located, yes.
And you're a manager, too, I would assume.
I'm the U.S. manager.
The last two people.
I'm the customer service manager for Eagle Moss U.S. I'm the top manager
so, like,
for
you
Eagle
got an
Moss
office full of managers. Is that what that is?
We have supervisors.
Who's above you?
Nobody's above me at the call center, sir.
Nobody's above you in the call center. But
no,
I've spoken to two other people before you, and they're managers, and there's nobody above them either. Do you guys got an office full of managers? Is that what you're telling me right now?
You were speaking to some of our supervisors. I'm their boss.
All right. Cool. So you have the answers, right? You have answers because you're a supervisor. So you have the answers.
I have information if we have it available. If we don't have it available, I would not have it.
All right, so let me just ask you a question then. When I got into this thing with you guys 5 months ago, I was told, and that's why I agreed to it, a recurring payment of whatever it is that I pay every month for these chest pieces. So then after the 10th one, I get my chest board. So this is 5 months ago. How is it possible that 5 months ago you guys didn't know I wasn't gonna get one? Well, I wasn't gonna get a chessboard. Now you're gonna say, oh, it's out of stock. Do you understand how that sounds ridiculous to me?
Okay, so your account is on back order. Items go in and out of stock all the time. We have active subscribers at all stages of collections. It's currently out of stock. It did advise in the membership agreement that you may experience delays if items became out of stock. I'm sorry.
All right,
if there
so let me
confusion.
Ask you another question. No, there was a lot of confusion because now they're telling me about binders that I'm buying that I'm going to pay for. That's another story. All right, so fine. I dig that. I can understand that. It's out of stock. It happens, right? So when is it going to be available?
At the moment, we don't have an ETA on the chessboard. We have the same dates available. When we have ETA, we have the same dates available for the entire team, so you would not need to speak to a manager. It's the same list for everyone.
So you guys sold me something telling me in 5 months you're going to get what I'm paying for. Knowing that I'm not going to be able to get it? Is that what you're telling me?
No, sir. We did not sell you something that you were paying for knowing you would not get it. This is a subscriber gift.
So why don't I have it?
It's a subscriber gift. It's a subscriber gift, so it's currently out of stock. That's why your shipments are on back order and we've not sent you next shipment. That means once it returns in stock and the items in your next shipment are back in stock, your shipments will resume and you're not going to be charged for any new items until we're able to send your next shipment. It did advise of that when you signed up. I'm sorry for the inconvenience.
Say it again. I'm sorry. What do you? I'm not going to be charged with.
I said you're not going to be. So you haven't been charged based on your account. You have not actually been charged since February for any shipments because we have not been able. Oh well, you may have had a special. Let me check.
Yeah, I did. They sent me some Hulk stuff that I didn't even know.
Well, that was also in February. So you have not been charged since February because you have been out of stock. So we only charge you when we ship. So you've not been charged since your last shipments that you received with us because you're currently on back order. We only authorize your shipment when it's sent to the warehouse for processing. And we only process the final charge when it's confirmed as shipped. So you have not been charged since your last shipment because you've been on back order. As soon as your items that are to be included in your next shipment return in stock, you'll be pre-authorized and shipped at that point. But at the moment, you're on back order.
So explain to me about these binders. Apparently, I'm going to be sent some binders.
So So there's the first binder that comes for free. After that, you receive binders every 16 issues for your collections. You can opt out of them if you don't want to receive them. Normally, on the invoice that you receive in your shipment for the one before the binder comes, it lets you know you're going to receive a binder for $9.99 in your next shipment. If you don't want it, let us know. If you don't want to receive more binders, I can absolutely opt you out of them. You don't have to receive them if you don't want them.
Okay, because here's the thing. Here's my thing. Like, I'm not even halfway through the one I have.
Mm-hmm. I understand. So that's why we send them every 16 issues, because they only they fit about 16 magazines.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm not even halfway through the one I have. So I mean, I could see you guys send them, so I'm not even going to get no chess pieces until you guys are ready to send them.
So you're not going to get, so right now when I'm looking at your account, you're on back order for the binder. So what I'm seeing is that's causing your shipments to be placed on hold. So you have not been charged since your last shipment, because we only charge you when we ship. You know, we don't charge you.
That's
okay.
I kind of like that about you guys, because I got, like, you guys charged me for the Hulk stuff. That was the last thing you guys charged me for. And
right.
I didn't receive it till like 3 weeks after that, but I haven't had another charge. I like
right.
that about you guys.
Right. We don't, yeah. like, if we're not able to ship, we don't just charge and not send you anything. We don't do that. We only charge for what we're shipping you. So right now,
okay.
right now, your next shipment is just on hold, and it's telling me it's because of the binder. Now, there is one thing, and it looks like it's not set up for this collection, so I'm going to send a notice to our logistics manager to see if that can be set up where we send an IOU where it basically just sets the binder to the chessboard to go whenever it's available. And then, you know, you can continue to receive your shipment and the binder, the chessboard just gets sent as soon as it's back in stock. But then you're not on hold waiting for your new pieces because one thing is out of stock like that.
Okay.
So I'm going to reach out.
I haven't received no more pieces.
Right, because that back order is just locking your account up. But normally we have that IOU system, but I'm not seeing it on this collection. So I'm just going to ask the logistics if they can go ahead and make sure that that's working right. Because what it will do is you'll get a pamphlet in the shipment instead that tells you, hey, you've earned this chessboard. It's going to be sent to you as soon as it's back, even if you've canceled your account by the time it's back or something like that. It's still going to be sent to you because you've earned that gift. It's yours. So I'm going to ask them to set it up, and that would allow your pieces to start shipping again. And then as soon as the chessboard comes in, it's going to go ahead and put it in your shipments. But we are moving. We're still settling into our new warehouse, so that has caused some delays with the shipments and getting stock in and stuff like that. So that may be just the cause of this particular back order. But like I said, we don't have an ETA, so the agents, if they told you that was absolutely correct, because I'm not seeing one either. But I'll reach out to the logistics manager to make sure that we can check into that IOU thing so that your shipments can start again. And then send you the chessboard as soon as it's available. But did you want to so you're not set to receive a new binder until, let me see. It's with your 16th piece would be like, so 16, around issue 16, you would
like 3 more
get,
months.
Right, that's when you would get your new binder, like the ones you pay for. But if you don't want to receive them, I can opt you out. Like I said, we send them every 16
issues.
Here's
the thing with me. Here's the thing with me, Ma. Like, let's say I get in 3 more months I get 6 more, hypothetically speaking, 6 more chess pieces, right? So it comes with two comics or whatever.
Right.
It's still not gonna fill this thing.
Well, so
you know
you're getting.
I mean?
So it's normally the binders fit a 16 magazine. So that's why we send it every 16 issues, because by the time you get the binder,
okay.
you'll be full on your.
I'll be full on it. All right.
Yeah. But if you don't want to receive, some people prefer not receiving binders. So we can opt you out anytime you request it with our team.
Not an issue. It's just, money's not the issue. The issue is like, dude, I'm not like.
this where you don't want it if you don't need it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, I'm like, I'm going to get a binder. I'm like, give me a break. Not only that, it's taking way longer than, you know, you guys told me it was going to take. And I was going to, I was actually like looking into getting that, the Ecto, the Ghostbusters car. But like, look how this is going. Is this the same thing with that thing?
Well, the reason you haven't gotten a shipment in February is because of that back order on the chessboard. That's just kind of been holding everything. So I'm, like I said, I'm going to reach out to the logistics manager to see if we can, like the person that basically sets up like a warehouse restocks and things like that, to see if we can set up the IOU where it will send you that pamphlet so that the chessboard can just be sent on its own once it's available and not hold your shipment to not set you back. So I'm going to go ahead and reach out to them to get that sorted, because I think it should be available on this. It may just be that they don't have the pamphlets right now or something of the sort, or it's just settling in the new warehouse has caused some delays with that, because we just started shipping in the end of March Marvel Chess from the new warehouse. So that may just have been a lot of the hold. But I'm going to go ahead and do that. And let me see one second. Okay. All right. It looks like I was going to offer this to you, but it looks like someone you spoke to earlier today already applied it. But we're applying a 20% discount on your future shipments as our apology for the problem that you had with your shipments. So that you're going to see that starting with your next shipments. Let me see how much of a difference, just to give you an idea beyond just saying, oh, it's 20%. Sorry, my system is a bit slow generating the new price.
Nah, don't worry, Mom. I've been on the phone with you guys for like damn near an hour.
I'm sorry.
So it's fine.
Okay, so you were paying $16.95 per issue plus $150 for the platinum. So you're going to be at $13.56 instead, and your premium charge is also going down to $120. So your shipments,
I'm sorry if I was being difficult.
Oh, no.
It's just like, I was talking to these other people, they got no answers. And they're like, yo, I'm the manager. I'm like, what do you mean you're the manager? All right, so what are the answers? You know what I mean? Like, they had no answers for me. And I need answers, because this is my money, man. I'm not going to stop
doing
this chess set. I'm going to stop with like 10 pieces, like, and not, what am I doing? You know what I mean?
No, I understand. And that's why the agent you spoke to transferred you to me, because I'm his supervisor. So, I can probably dig a little deeper just because I deal different aspects. But I'm going to see about getting that IOU, figured out for you, because I'm sure you may not be the only customers if you have.
I really appreciate that.
Not a problem.
I'm interested in getting more stuff from you guys, but. Like, this experience is like, I don't even know.
It's 2 months back order, so I definitely understand. So, but I'll see what I can do to get your shipment started as soon as possible. And we have that discount applied for you. And as soon as we get the chessboard, we'll make sure to send it to you. I'm just going to try and see if we can get your pieces start shipping before that.
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
No problem.
And my apologies, because I was difficult. I know I was being a dick, but. You know,
it's
like, I know. You can't give me answers. You're telling me like this. I'm like, come on, man. I'm paying money.
Like you said, it's your money. So you're entitled to have some information or as much information as you have. So don't worry about it. I completely get it.
Right. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye bye.
I'm on the apologize about that.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it at all.
Have
a great weekend. Bye bye. Thank you for calling, Igmas.
Bye.